That's right. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Kim, have you found something you're going to share and talk about today?
Of course I have. But first, I want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News, because it is what ranchers read. And do you know why ranchers read it?
Because it's got a lot of good stuff in there.
That's right. Reputable information. And that's what really counts. Their reputation is so well thought of. You can get the pulse of agriculture through Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, like the Valentine City Park, Mill Pond, and State Fish Hatchery. The city park has a rentable pavilion, picnic tables, water, sand volleyball courts, and an entertainment stage. There are restrooms and showers available during the summer months, primitive camping spots available with outdoor charcoal grills and picnic tables. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
We live in a complex world today, one where things aren't always as they seem. Cowboys, for instance, they're not always cowboys, even if they wear a hat. Len, you're one of the few real cowboys I've ever known. There was Mike on the Bad River and Bill Larson in KC, my dad, of course. I certainly can't forget Jim Corco. Oh, yeah, and Bill Ward in Torrington, but not many others. And friends, well, friends aren't always what they seem either. I've had a bunch of friends. Most turned out to be, well, just acquaintances, I guess. Not everyone would carry me out of a bar and not tell everybody about it. Most wouldn't take all day to talk to just get one small point across while riding in circles in a corral, by the way. But then, that's why friends are so special. Even Jesus only had 12 in the whole world. Cowboys say, "We'll see you down the road." And outsiders think it's just some fancy Western talk. But no, it means a whole lot more than a cliche, at least to real cowboys. It means that though we may not see each other for a while, we're both traveling the same road. And someday, somewhere, it'll converge at the same point. And there won't be any need to try to feel comfortable again. It'll be there because we're friends. So, old partner, though you're adding another name on your mailbox, and though you may not take that jug-headed rope horse out of the barn as often, you're still a cowboy. And you taught me what it means. Now, don't get me wrong, Walworth, this doesn't qualify you for sainthood. To the contrary, I know your weaknesses as well as your strengths, and I still care for you like a brother and a friend. It's because you're not perfect that I have you, my minuscule list of friends. Thank you for being just who you are. A cowboy, a friend, my friend. See you down the road. That's by Bill Larson, and that was read at Lynn Walsworth's wedding, which, by the way, was June of 1989.
So Wanda's dishwasher stopped working, so of course she called a repairman. Since she had to be at work the next day, she told him, "Hey, I'll leave the key under the mat, fix the dishwasher, leave the bill on the counter, I'll mail you a check. Oh, and don't worry about my dog Spike, he's harmless, but whatever you do, do not talk to my parrot." The next day, the repairman let himself in and saw the biggest, meanest-looking dog that he'd ever seen, just lying there, calm as anything. But the parrot, nonstop yelling, insults, and pure attitude the entire time. After hours of it, the repairman finally snapped, and he shouted, "Shut up, you stupid, ugly bird!" The parrot paused, then calmly said, "Get him, Spike."
Whoa, ditching and diving on that one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Theodore.
Theodore who?
Theodore is locked, so please, please let me in.
Oh, hardy, hard, hard.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
Anita, hear another knock, knock joke?
No.
One more?
One more, okay. One
okay,
more.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Since Olive here, I think you should let me in.
Okay. If you have something to share other than knock-knock jokes, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at them, and then maybe one day you're going to hear them right here on your favorite radio station on The Good Stuff.